This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Megan Lynch. It could be a bad month for your local grocery store.
With the federal government shutdown still underway, Missouri's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits for November have been halted, and that could ripple through the food supply chain. Dan Shaw, executive director of the Missouri Grocers Association, tells MissouriNet they believe it will impact both the supply chain and the price on the shelf.
Will prices be affected? I think for a short term, we'll have more stock on hand because people won't be purchasing food. We're guardedly optimistic, I guess, to say that we think the supply chain will weather this well.
Shaw encourages SNAP recipients to check with local food banks and community resources to help make sure they've got the food they need in the weeks ahead. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Charles County Councilman David Hammond took to social media to call those losing SNAP benefits lazy people who get free food. When contacted by Channel 4, Hammond declined to comment, saying he didn't want to talk about it anymore. In St. Charles County, about 3% of households receive SNAP benefits. It's closer to 8% in St. Louis County. In some southern Missouri counties, it's over 20%. Nationwide, 1 in 8 people receive those benefits. According to the Missouri Budget Project, most SNAP recipients worked most of the year at least 30 hours a week. Their jobs simply don't pay enough. St. Charles County Executive Steve Allman has made his decision.
After announcing 3 years ago he will not seek a sixth term, St. Charles County Executive Steve Allman has changed his mind, announcing on the Chris and Amy show he will run for re-election. So what caused him to reverse his decision? He says the changing political landscape has him optimistic for the future of St. Charles County and wants to be a part of it.
I can't do that from my front porch, from my rocking chair, so I'm going to have one last adventure before I take to the rocking chair.
Hellman says he discussed his decision with politicians on both sides of the aisle, along with business and labor leaders, before changing his mind. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Three candidates have already been running to replace Hellman. Mike Elam has publicly said he will not oppose Hellman. Jason Law remains in the race. The Ferguson Police Department announcing indictments against three people today in connection with the murder of Caree Warren. Warren was fatally shot in July after allegedly refusing a $12,000 bribe to drop sexual assault charges against Lavore Harmon. Investigators claim Harmon's sister and another man attempted the witness tampering, which escalated to Warren's murder. More details will be shared at an 11 o'clock news conference. State agencies in Missouri are using artificial intelligence for a number of tasks, the most common being customer service. The Missouri Department of Revenue features a chatbot on its website named DORA, which stands for Department of Revenue Answers. Spokesman Jadon Cheney tells MissouriNet what most people ask DORA about.
Motor vehicle, that's our top request. People asking about driver's license, that sort of a thing. That's our top request. Then also the next would be tax issues that they're dealing with. And these are general questions.
Cheney says DORA won't provide detailed information on a person's income tax returns. That information is blocked by security protocols. Instead, anyone making that type of request would be redirected to a web page where you'd have to fill out a security form. It's a rare show of bipartisanship. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley and several key Democrats teaming up on a bill to protect kids from artificial intelligence. Their legislation, called the GUARD Act, would make it illegal for companies to provide AI companions to minors. Hawley was asked what kind of action he wants tech companies to take.
They've come and testified. They do it all the time. Oh, we are actually very safe. OpenAI just made an announcement that they have perfected their safety guardrails, that they said, we've gone through the testing and our safety guardrails are excellent. Really? Those so-called safety guardrails that they have been testing resulted in the death of one child whose parents are here today. They've resulted in sexual conversations and sexual grooming of millions of children. So I would just say to those companies, endorse this bill. Put your money where your mouth is, endorse the bill, and push this legislation over the finish line. That's how we'll know they're serious.
The bill would create new criminal penalties for companies if their AI shows sexual content to minors, a move Hawley says is necessary to stop chatbots from encouraging self-harm among young users. And, of course, you just heard more about this week here on Total Information AM. You can go back to our coverage. It's on the homepage of KMOX.com. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, a new STEM building in the works at Harris Stowe State University. It'll be 82,000 square feet with 12 research labs, offices, study spaces, and a large event space with rooftop terrace. It's expected to open along Laclede Avenue in the summer of 2027.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.